grass grow under your feet. We continue helping you through this day, which is our want in life. How can we make your life better? The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Peter Greenberg along later in this hour. If you have been stuck at an airport and who hasn't, have you had better or really good or really bad reading material? There are a few alternatives to the typical airport bookstore that Peter will tell you about in a few minutes. Meanwhile, at your service and on your side is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's a well-known NUCA chiropractor. He practices in Salt Lake and St. George, Utah, has radio presence there and around the country. And I like having him on because I appreciate his thoughtfulness, his provocativeness, how he studies the issues. Issue today is the report that radiation from cell phones can possibly cause cancer. This is not new news. The World Health Organization is putting a different spin on it, though, Jack, making use of the word carcinogen. Say the phone use is carcinogenically hazardous. It is as bad as engine exhaust or breathing chloroform or being exposed to lead.
Or eating a burnt hamburger.
What I have done is take the image of a cigarette, a lit cigarette, and stick it in your ear. And that's what they say is going on. So now this team has found evidence for those. And sort of what I'm getting out of this now, what I think we ought to go a little bit further with it, the poll that DougSteffen.com has to do with whether or not your cell phone usage go up or down, knowing that cancer could be the end result. What I'm more interested in is talking about the cancer industry, which last year was a $60 billion
wow
business.
Wow.
$60 billion
wow
dollars. So the profit from these cancer treatments, there's no wonder there's no cancer fighting breakthrough. Well, you can hear when people say, like the Susan Komen breast thing, oh, we've got to find a cure for breast cancer. There's an easy cure, actually, for breast cancer. There are two or three different parts of this, but under the circumstances, Jack, we talk about nutrition, talk about body mass, taking care of yourself. $60 billion.
All these things start with such a good purpose in mind, and then they become these big behemoth
monsters.
Well,
I'm looking at the patents for some of these drugs,
yeah,
and AstraZeneca and Eli Lilly and Forest Laboratories and GlaxoSmithKline and Merck and Pfizer.
What are these drugs going after? It's the old story of, there was a poem I heard when I was in junior high school about the building a better fence around the top of the mountain highway than more ambulances down in the valley. And that's what these drugs go after. They don't go after with the prevention of cancer, because cancer is very simple, in although there's some complexities to it.
Yeah.
Very simple in the sense that it's just a dysfunction of the immune system. The experts tell us that everybody's going to have, if you live your 67 years, probably 6 or 7 bouts of cancer in your entire life. Most people will never know about it because their immune system conquers it. Now, what these drugs are doing, when the cancer gets a runaway growth inside of you and then actually develops tumors and becomes very life-threatening, they're trying to destroy the tumor rather than spending that $60 billion, or a good portion of it, on preventing it. And we know what prevents it. We know that it's brought on by diet and other kinds,
yeah,
of mutating effects that we expose ourselves to, such as electrical fields. The electrical field that's generated by a cell phone actually will change the function inside a cell to enough of a degree that it can become mutated. That's what these studies are showing. But they've known this for years. They finally come out and admit it. They know that people, communities that have these huge high-power lines running over the communities, have a higher incidence of juvenile brain cancer than a quarter mile, half a mile, a full mile away in another part of that community.
Yeah.
They've known that for decades. This is no mystery. They just keep this stuff quiet. It's finally making it out into the general news area. So the real trick with cancer is providing your body with the nutrition that's necessary for a good, strong immune system that destroys cancer cells on site. The natural killer cell that's a part of your immune system is specifically designed to be on the watch constantly, destroying cancer cells. And interestingly enough, and I only learned this maybe in the last 5 years, you can do blood work that's specifically looking for the NK cell, the natural killer cell, mm-hmm. and they can be present in the blood but completely inactive. And in somebody else, very active.
Huh.
Coursing through the bloodstream.
Why?
What do you do if you have it?
Once you have cancer?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you do if you have the cell and it's inactive?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's the problem. We don't have all of the money that goes into researching what to do to kill cancer cells once they grow. If we had that same amount of money to find out why NK cells go inactive. But it's diet related. It's nutrition related.
Let's stop there for 1 second. Let's stop there because Doug and I like to jump into this kind of the darker side of this whole industry. Why do they go after trying to remove the tumor, kill the tumor with chemo and all that, instead of trying to activate the cancer-killing cell?
Because there's no money.
Well, precisely, because there's no money in it. There's no money in it.
Wait.
And there's a lot more money
in
therapy.
Hold on. There is more money in fighting the tumor.
Because of grants, because of research money.
Well, because they know it really won't cure the cancer, or they
know.
That if they can activate the cancer killing cell, then that actually cures the disease, which then cuts off the head of the snake that lets them make all the money.
That's why the Mexican cancer clinics are so successful.
Yep.
Because that's what they do in Mexico and other parts of the world.
If I ever had it, that's where I'd go. This is all about in terms of money.
Wow.
Here's a stock that was introduced last year in a company called Genesis Biopharma. If you put $10,000 into it a year or so ago, today it would be worth $450,000. $10,000 a couple of years ago, and this is some company that
came up with a new patent?
To treat cancer tumors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tissue tumors, that sort of thing.
Now, there's some cancers that respond very well to chemo. There's some, but most of them don't.
No. Tony's going through chemo again for the fourth time.
Most of them don't.
Yeah.
Testicular cancer. There's a particular chemotherapy for testicular cancer that's almost 98% effective.
Yeah.
But you can't say that for the other cancers.
Mm. All right. So Jack Stockwell has a newsletter. You can sign up for it by going. If you go to DougStephan.com, you see Jack's picture in the contributors box. Just click on that and bring you to his website, and you can sign up for his newsletter. A lot of information. That's what we're really all about. It's information that's so helpful. And the focus on this cell phone debate, 800-510-8255. If you're interested in marketing tools that cut through all the media chatter, perhaps you can take note of the following from Text Message Center, a division of CaptainEmail.com. The folks at Text Message Center can deliver your message directly to your clients and their cell phones. As long as we're talking about cell phones, let's see if we can make a couple of bucks ourselves here. Learn more how to get a free trial using text message marketing. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131. D-O-U-G to 313131. Keyword Doug to find out how the message can be sent directly to your clients. Test it out. Doug at 313131. See how fast it works.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you. Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. We're talking about cancer and the so-called breakthroughs that are made. Mary is Jack's wife, a great technician, understands the body, has some great tools that I have used at Jack's office, and she's done some research. And so she helps a lot of people who come into your offices. You ought to write a book. The two of you together, Jack, ought to write a book. Here, nutrition either can prevent cancer, defeat cancer. It's not, we've been talking about these body bio reports and how your blood work leads you to be able to figure out how eat X amount of this and Y amount of that in order to prevent diseases. Well, it almost seems like a duh, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the cancer rates that we have today were absolutely unknown 100 years ago.
Right.
The same thing with heart disease, the same thing with diabetes, the same thing with arthritis. We have eaten our way into this. Now, I'm not a cancer doctor, but we have plenty of patients with cancer, and Mary has, and they've come to Mary, and they say, what can we do? And Mary's very clear with them right up front. You know, listen, we don't treat cancer, but based on these tests that we've done, we've been able to ascertain these nutritional deficiencies, and this is what you need to do to be able to support your body's immune response.
Yeah.
And when they do this, sometimes, unless it's, you know, full-blown systemic cancer when they got 2 weeks to live, and some people come in like that, unless it's, you know, if it's manageable at some point, it's amazing what the body can do with just some basic nutritional changes.
And that's really what this body, not to keep beating the dead horse here, not a dead horse, but the body bio report, that's what it gives you. What you're lacking, and that's what Mary's report.
And that's what we do.
It does the same sort of thing. It's a wonderful way, a great tool. So you ought to find out what's going on in your body. Why would you? I've heard people say, I don't want to know. Why? Unless you have a suicidal, you don't want to live,
well,
great. Then don't become a statistic. Get out of the way.
Like these people who say, I'm not about to stop using my cell phone right up against my head. The cell phone is my life. It's a part of my body. Even though the reports are coming out saying, hey, you know, why don't you get an earphone attachment instead of the phone right next to your ear?
Yeah.
They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Incredible. All right. So that's just food for thought is food. And that, by the way, is something else that I find as we talk about supplementation. What's going on? I am on a couple of different regimens for fish and having more fish oil and that sort of thing. And I actually can sense a difference in how my mind works. Actually, it may even be that it's Plubescence. I don't know where that word came from, but it's like a placebo.
Good. I don't know what it is.
No, 80% of your brain is fat. 80%. Yeah. Feed it the right fat.
So thus, Richie,
better.
The reference to you is a fathead.
Fathead.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you, Jack, for the setup. That was very nice. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Go to jackstockwell.com. Get lots of helpful information from him. Sign up for his newsletter. 21 after on Good Day.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Some nice crowd noise.
It is good crowd noise because the crowd wants to hear from Sergeant Pepper, the Lonely Hearts
Me
Club
too.
Band. The opening track from this, cited by many, is what has been referred to as a magnum opus, the most influential album of all time.
It drove Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys crazy.
Many prominent critics.
Brian Wilson heard this album and then went into his bedroom for three years and tried to duplicate it and came out with Pet Sounds, which is another brilliant album. But he basically, that's when he went nuts, is when he went into seclusion to try and write an album as good as this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, guy's crazy.
This was recorded by the Beatles over about 130 days, beginning on December 6th, 1966, was released on June 1st, 1967, and the day after that here in the United States. Thus, the celebration on June 1st. The release of Sgt. Pepper did not have, as was usually the case at that time, a single out with it. They never released a single from this album. All these things sounded like singles because they got played so much, but they never were released as singles. That means Sgt. Pepper. It also means Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. This is John's song, inspired by a drawing his four-year-old son had done at school of his friend Lucy.
Well, this is...
Imagine what inspired some people to write music, what things have been written and how they've been written on napkins and things.
Go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you see that napkin with John Lennon's lyrics for, I forget what song
it's on. Chuck Berry did the same thing in a diner with one of his songs, I can remember. But yeah, right, it's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, you were about to play with a little help from my friend.
I'm sorry, I moved on.
Oh, so you can't go back to it?
No, I skipped to this one once you called for it.
Getting better?
No, here's getting better.
Yeah. Paul and John. Paul is getting better, and John, it can't get no worse. This was number one not only in America but all around the world for 15 weeks.
Yes.
Wow.
15 weeks.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain.
This is Paul's song about crowds that used to hang outside his home, just hanging around. No lights. They had no light after they got popular. That's why they were driven to a lot of different things, so they tell you anyway.
I'm feeling the cracks.
But people are so used to seeing Paul now in England, nobody pays any attention to him.
Yeah.
He's like another guy walking down the street, which is the way it ought to be for celebrities, I think. Anyway, let them be themselves. Just because they make their living doing something extraordinary, he has to put on his pants one leg at a time like you and I do. Oh, my God, I love this. Rita, the lovely meter maid. Craziest stuff.
This is such a great,
it came up with
a masterpiece of music.
Stories. So anyway, the Sgt. Pepper album we are celebrating here. Let's see. It did. It won Grammys, an album of the year, best contemporary album, best engineered recording, all that good stuff. So we're happy to have this in the focus here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have airline delays, cancellations, or long layovers ever made you wish you'd brought along better reading material? Short of emptying your bank account at the airport bookstore, what are your real options? Last summer, Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport took an unusual step and opened the first permanent airport library. We're talking as many as 1,200 books translated into more than 20 languages. They've also got download stations to let travelers store that information on an iPhone. And this year, the airport in Taiwan has opened its own airport library with iPads and e-readers, plus more than 2,000 books, newspapers, and magazines. Airport libraries aren't commonplace in the U.S., but the Christian Science Reading Room at the San Francisco Airport provides travelers a quiet place to study and read. And if it's real peace and quiet you're after, just look for an airport meditation room or chapel. Most are interfaith, so anyone is welcome to go in there and pray in any language they can for the plane to leave on time. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration. inflammation in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
7:30.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. We're thankful for that. And also extraordinarily happy to have Roberta, our queen of cheap, here. Check out her deals at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us as we continue the conversation on cell phones and the possibility they cause cancer. If you would like to check out what supermarket guru Phil Lempert has to say on peanut allergies, he's not too patient with all of the stuff, the nummy things that are said about peanuts and peanut allergies and how this stuff has all gotten out of control. We're going to check that out at DougSteffen.com as well. We have a thunderstorm going through the area. It's always disconcerting to me to have a thunderstorm in the morning. I know it seems appropriate in the afternoon or the evening, but it never feels appropriate in the morning. I don't know why that is.
It's nice to stay in bed when there's a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I love them at night.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm a great big fan.
Love thunderstorms.
I remember when they used to, especially when I was living in Florida, have these thunderstorms and what washed up on the coast after a really ferocious thunderstorm. You can look out. We lived right on the water. So you look out on the water and you see these swells and the waves and things. And then, well, as a matter of fact, there's a story today at DougSteffen.com about all these tourists that have been stung by the swarms of jellyfish that have been all over the East Coast, Cocoa Beach. Those of you who are living in Melbourne, have you had this problem on the Space Coast? Those of you down in Vero Beach at WTTV, what sort of problems? About 1,000 people, apparently, were stung over the weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
That hurts.
At Cocoa Beach, which is right next to Melbourne.
Stings.
Yeah. Beverly, I'm sorry, Beverly. Well, the one of the people, yeah, Beverly Eisen. I'm looking at something that she said. The County Ocean Rescue folks have said large numbers of jellyfish, not uncommon, but these species, they get blown ashore by strong winds and rain unusual for that area. They're called mauve stingers. Do you know what mauve normally is, what the word's used for?
Color, right?
Yeah. Mauve is one of the, right. If you go to the Crayola box,
sure,
was always, that's how I learned about it, because there
it's
was
like
mauve
a pinky purple.
In the, yeah, in right. the Crayola. Yeah, right.
So you, you treat a jellyfish sting?
You pee on it.
You pee on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Neutralizes the venom.
Yeah. Richard, Roberta does that for everything. That's
well, no, that was Darla. Remember our former co-host, right. Darla, from
yeah,
years
pee
ago?
On everything, yeah.
No, but you know that from being a scuba diver.
She would keep jars of urine in her house, and yeah. she treated the
what?
Kids. Whenever yeah. the kids had any kind of sting, allergy reaction, whatever, you pour some pee on it. That's what you
You're
do.
You're kidding.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely no. she did.
Oh, my goodness.
Haven't you ever peed on yourself in the shower?
Nah,
yes,
I can't.
Of course.
I can't.
And when you're a scuba diver, if you get really cold, you pee in your wetsuit to warm yourself up. Everybody does it.
They say it cures athlete's foot if you use it in the shower.
How about bad breath?
Ew, Doug. Come on.
Don't go there, please.
This is why I can never go here with you, because you never know when to stop.
I've stopped. I thought it was. You yeah. always tell me that I don't know when I'm funny, so I said something that I thought would
yeah.
be amusing to people.
Moving along.
Anyway, so the jellyfish problem. You can follow the swarms at DougStephan.com. One of the things Jennifer and I just checking out the Facebook responses to some of the things. Probably the most troubling issue before us in terms of what we do in our modern-day life. We move around a lot. We travel a lot. And the Air France crash that I started talking about when they first brought up the pieces a month or so ago. And in my mind and in my body, I have this sort of instinct for stuff like this. And I don't let it go easily, because there's always, in my mind anyway, there's something more. And every day, something more is coming out about this plane, this model, or these kinds of planes, which fly by wire. And now we find out, as a result of what happened in this Air France incident, that the cockpit is out of, the pilots were out of control. They couldn't, or the plane was out of control, and they couldn't, by doing the normal things that that they're told when they're taught how to fly, you do this and you push that and you do, the plane wouldn't let them do it. The plane overrode what the pilots were trying to do to correct the situation.
Clarify here. The plane in its technology would not let them do it?
Yeah.
Or the plane was just in such a
no.
steep dive
Sorry,
that they
could yeah.
physically
no.
override?
It went into a steep dive because they couldn't control it, because they couldn't get it. Apparently, the initial reports of them not knowing what was going on weren't quite true, because they knew, they had a sense that the plane was, instead of getting it up over, they were trying to get it up over the weather.
So the computer drove it into the ground.
The computer, in essence, sent it the other way, and they couldn't pull it away from. They couldn't disconnect it, because it's a device that it just kind of, anybody that knows anything about technology, let me give you an analogy. I have tractors, and I pull a lever, and there's a wire or there's a lever that opens in a hydraulic port, let's say, and raises up an implement or lowers it. The hydraulic pressure lowers, and I have to pull a lever to do that. In the new airplanes, the old airplanes, that's how they did it. Remember when the DC-10 went down over the cornfield in Sioux City? Al Haynes was the pilot. The top of the plane blew off because one of the fans inside the jet engine blew apart, and it took the top of the plane and the hydraulics with it. So, and the hydraulics were controlled on that plane, and most of the anything built in the last 10 years, excuse me, from the 777 on up, is sort of fly-by-wire. That is, it's an impulse, like a radio impulse, that goes to something on the plane and makes it, isn't a wire, you're not pulling a lever, you're in essence hitting a switch which sends a signal to the flap, to the landing gear, to whatever it is that controls the plane. It's a signal, an electronic beam that goes to that implement and activates it. So if the beam either isn't working or can't work, then you can't control it, because there's no physical, mechanical way of overriding. I mean, it's not even there. There's no wires anyplace, no cables. When I say fly-by-wire, that means that there is a mechanism that shoots a signal to whatever it is to make it happen, make it work. And so if you can't control it, hello, end of the day, end of the flight, end of your life, goodbye. And that's the story here. With now they find out more about these planes. And
hey,
and,
did you hear the story that they've raised the fines for catching people shooting laser beams, at airplanes? You know, like these pen laser things,
pointer things.
Like if you're on the ground, because they're afraid that it will either distract the pilot, temporarily blind the pilot, or scare them. And make them do so. Now they've raised the fine to $11,000 if you get caught pointing a laser beam at an airplane.
I love that you can't say that word without being there.
So here's Bruce, who writes: every student pilot practices stalls. Just before a stall is the rolling and pitching and shaking. I flew a bit, used instruments, and the instruments can be very deceiving. Alert means drop the nose and increase speed. They perceived it was going too fast and could damage the plane after a stall. The nose fell very quickly, and they couldn't pull it back up. The plane went into a spin. Everybody in the plane blacked out, and thus the end of the story. That's what one person, who was a pilot. Here's somebody else. Let's see here. Who's this? This is Theo, who says the airliner was at 35,000 plus. There was plenty of room to go down. There was never any reason for the pilot to have pulled the controls back. Even without speed indicators, the pilots know generally from the position of the controls what the altitude of the plane would be. The bottom line is the pilot should have maintained a nose-down position by having the control yoke in a forward position. But that's what they're all saying. You couldn't do that. It wouldn't let you do that. Conventional planes that work in the old way, yeah, you could do that. By literally pulling the stick back up, because that pulls the mechanisms back. But you can't do that with these new things. So anyway, there's a lot of the technical stuff that people are writing about. Here's Michael, who says, I suspect the tail broke off after the first snap roll in the stall and the severe turbulence and probably extreme control inputs. Once you lose something like that. And that's the indicator was, you may remember, the tail was found many miles from the crash site. So the plane, the tail falls off first, and then, you know, you know you're not going to get anywhere after that.
Hey, can we talk about car engines now?
You may talk about car engines. Like, well, you have
to. I'm glazing over like Jennifer does.
But I just think it's sort of fascinating how this works. Yeah, but okay. So, Richie, here's the picture of Richie. Everybody, close your eyes and imagine Rich in the studio with both his hands on his head pulling out his hair.
You don't have to do that. You can see me on the webcam.
Yeah, just go to DougStefan.com.
Yeah, go to DougStefan. Right. Here.
How about Anthony Weiner and his lewd photos?
Wienergate.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm so glad that's not my last name.
I know.
This guy, here's the story with this guy. He's one of your New York congressmen, Roberta, who I have said over and over again is the biggest jerkleberg, and it always seems to pan out.
You know,
sooner or later, these guys trip up on themselves.
One of the funnier things, they're finding out that, you know, he has like 50,000 people following him on Twitter, but he's only following like 198.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all
like 160 of them are women.
Yeah.
And of those women, like, they're models and porn stars and all this other kind of stuff. So they're finding out that he's sending direct messages to porn stars. Hey, you can find this stuff on Twitter. Why do you do it? Mm-hmm. You're silly. But one of the funniest things, apparently in 2008, he sponsored a bill to give 1,000 visas to foreign models.
Yeah.
Like, that's not too transparent.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
All right, so there's the... Wienergate. That sounds pretty good, right? Wienergate. Let me just go back to the. Can I go back to the planes for just one more second?
Go ahead. Get it out of your head.
The passengers at Heathrow yesterday, and what people are posting.
The ones you
didn't hear the story.
The tarmac for 7 hours.
Right, 7 hours. Yeah. Plane sat on the.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So here's somebody who's from Colorado Springs named Gita, who says. I no longer fly on airlines. I drive now because of the misery of commercial flight. If I can't drive, I don't go. How about them apples?
Mm.
Wow.
A lot of people like her.
Here's somebody who says, we're following the plot line of the political class in Atlas Shrugged, how long before it's not possible to even drive? Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. If you've ever read Atlas Shrugged or some of the other things from Ayn Rand, you understand what some of the commentary is today about government and how these sorts of things, whether it's here, the same thing's going on in England is going on here and elsewhere. Nobody cares or nobody knows or nobody gets it. You're not going to sit on a plane for 7 hours because it's easier for them to keep you on the plane. Mm-hmm. That's all this is. It's easier to keep you on the plane than to get you off
Absolutely.
The plane and try to round you up again to get the plane off the ground. And so for that, it's better. This is why the airline's the worst example. Any business school showing people how not to run a business, they always use airlines as the example of how not to run a business because they're all so terrible. Awful. 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 They just don't get it. And how do they survive? How do you survive with such bad press and bad with everybody saying Delta sucks, United sucks, American sucks, they all suck.
Because people still have to travel.
Yeah. You have no choice.
Travel.
Yeah. What are your right. options?
Well,
right.
maybe a good airline.
I'm going to drive to California.
Yeah.
A lot of them start out good.
I drive to California every year.
Look at Southwest. You're watching with Southwest. They were great, and now
yeah, not so good anymore.
The road.
Yep, yeah. Right. Not so good anymore. Dr. Ken is good, and he has his daily dose. He's also focused on the cell phone deal. So if you want to get more information from his perspective, you better stick around. He'll be here in 60 seconds on Good Day.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And, yes, the cell phones being a possible carcinogen, one of the things that we're treating here today. One of the things we treat every day, the pain that you have. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who make Salon Pause. This is a patch. Actually, when we did our research on this, Ken, it appears this has been around in various parts of the world for quite a while and is just now becoming popular here in America, right?
Well, it's popular in America because the FDA has now approved it as the first patch for mild to moderate pain. You don't need to take any pills. This is effective. It's safe. It's been shown in study after study to work. And why irritate your stomach with pills?
Yep. Don't have to do it. Lots of people are understanding, and they're sending an email saying, thank you very much. The facts about the product, by the way, shouldn't be used for children because the stuff is strong. It will relieve things. Even if you have aches and pains that you never before could really get to, this stuff works on that. Pains around your joint, strains, multiple backaches, all that sort of thing. You name it, Salon Pause is good for it. The patch that relieves you from pain and keeps you in relief for about 12 hours. Go online to drkenshow.com. Look at the Salon Pause, the logo there. Click on that. Get a free patch sent to you. Try it out. You're going to find it's the best thing to come along the pike for a long time. All right, the cell phone thing from your perspective, Ken.
From my perspective, the World Health Organization gave a silly comment that cell phones are possible carcinogens. But, you know, night shift work, and you're a night shift worker, whether you like it or not, that's a possible carcinogen. Alcoholic beverages, coffee, gasoline engine exhaust, anything is possibly a carcinogen. My own advice about cell phones is the real hazard of cell phones is using them while you're driving and causing havoc on the road. Just be cautious. Use a headset, earpieces, or a speaker, and children should avoid these as much as possible.
All right. the MRI that might help diagnose autism. What's the story with that?
Similar to the functional MRI that you had. We can now measure signals in the brain in a specific language area. That is now the Medical Journal of Radiology. They're depressed in autistic children and normal and typical children. This represents the first objective way to diagnose autism.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanOfSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all. Amen.
Good way to get started here on Movie Moments. The lead up to the theme from Animal House. Stephen Bishop from the movie of the same name. Number one this week in 78.
Let me
tell you about the friends I know. The kind of crazy bunch that did the show. Take a party to the break of dawn. And Delta Chi, you can't go wrong.
That's a great trivia question. Delta Chi, what was the name of the fraternity?
They we should pledge. Remember that for tomorrow, and then we'll do a quiz.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you,
Jennifer. Like it?
Yeah, great idea. Chuck Curry is here with his thoughts and the info that we need. Movie news coming up after we have the Chucker contest, which many might think is related to this movie that we're focusing on now. It isn't really, but yet I can understand how you might connect the two of them. We'll connect the dots for you now in an audio way. You figure out the movie. You call us at 800-510-8255 for the Doug Steffen Prize if you haven't won before. This movie, by the way, was number one during this week in 1989. Here's the first audio clue.
And we all have a great need for acceptance. But you must trust that your beliefs are unique, your own, even though others may think them odd or unpopular, even though the herd may go, that's bad.
Bad.
Love this one.
You got a chucker?
Who it is.
Not sure, no.
Really?
I know
you
who
guys
it is.
Know it.
All right, I think I do. Listen to Jennifer. All right, next clip, Richie.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I know it, yeah.
You got it? 800-510-8255, last chance.
How can you describe poetry like American Bandstand? I like Byron. I give him a 42, but I can't dance to it.
Got it.
800 510-8255. This will light them up, and we'll get the answer along with Chuckers Movie News in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I can talk like that just as much as I want to, but I don't want to talk like that because it's hard to do that. Chucker, you have...
Thank you.
it's really hard. Chuck is responsible for a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can get to that. Click on Chucker's picture in the contributors box at DougStephan.com. So what are you writing about? What are your thoughts today when it comes to video and the DVDs? What's coming out summer?
One story, Doug. The Hangover 2 did $200 million worldwide in 5 days, and Warner Brothers reportedly are ready in the planning stages of putting together a third installment. Now, why would the studio do this? Well, you know, sequels are easy money, but it's also good for the cast. Listen to this. Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis made $1 million collectively for the first film. For the second, they cut a deal, $5 million up front apiece plus 4% of the gross, so they've already made $13 million apiece in just 5 days. That's why, that's why actors like to do sequels just as much as the studios.
Wow.
Some other bit of news. Filming has begun on Tim Burton's Dark Shadows movie, which will star Johnny Depp. Donald Sutherland will play the villain in a movie called Hunger Games, which is based on a best-selling novel. A lot of anticipation for that one. And according to a Wall Street Journal article, which I found interesting, they say audiences are already tiring on 3D and do not want to pay the extra ticket prices, plus little kids hate to wear the glasses. I agree with both. I think audiences are tiring and will tire, and I know my daughter does not want to put on those 3D glasses, usually removes them after the first 5 minutes and will not put them back on.
Right. Yeah, look. Yeah, they make the kids feel self-conscious a little bit.
No, it's not self-conscious, just uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Terry.
Well, the problem
is in Iberia, Missouri, Montana or Missouri? Where are you, Terry?
I'm in Iberia, Missouri.
All right. What's the name of that movie?
I'm guessing Dead Poets Society.
Good guess. Number one movie during this week in 1989, Robin Williams and the Dead Poet Society. Good job, sir. Hold on just a second. We'll send you one of our Doug Stephan Swell prizes. It is 59 past Chuck Curry on Good Day.